This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. COVID vaccines become available on Friday to everyone 16 and older. CPR's John Daly reports.
We've seen in some cases, quick service restaurants.
Sooner than Governor Jared Polis had forecast, but the governor says he's confident many venues like pharmacies, hospitals, and mass vaccination sites are ready to ramp up as the federal government ships more vaccine.
This is a really important step that Colorado will be taking. That means we're now reaching this wide level of vaccine distribution.
Colorado joins a wave of states expanding eligibility. The governor is urging people to sign up as soon as they can, but also to be patient, as it'll take time to get through this largest phase of the vaccine rollout. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The Museum of Boulder is collecting objects related to last week's mass shooting. CPR's Allison Borden reports.
The museum wants to preserve firsthand stories, responses, and memorial items for what's called the Boulder Strong Project. The museum says it's especially important to save these things during the pandemic, when people are not traveling to the various vigils and sites. They're seeking voices, photos, and videos to archive, and got advice from museums that have done the same for other mass shootings, like at the Pulse nightclub in Orlando, Florida. Museum of Boulder officials say they want the project to help the community to understand and to heal. Allison Borden, CPR News.
Coming up, funerals for the 10 people killed in the shooting in Boulder have begun.
In our holy Orthodox faith, Serbian Orthodox culture, honor is more precious than even this life on this earth.
Coming up, one young man's funeral held over the weekend. CPR's Dan Boyce has our story in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. 73 degrees and windy in Colorado Springs and Denver, 53 in Vail, 72 in Grand Junction, and it is 80 in Pueblo. This is CPR News.